Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss my recent 1 week forced timeout on YouTube, which ended my attempt to make a video and release it every day for 10 years straight. Well, I guess I just made it short of 8 years and 4 months. I was prepared for a strike all along and had videos uploaded on YouTube. But this time, unlike the others, YouTube wouldn't let me make any of my previously uploaded videos public. I guess they figured out that people would prepare content for release in case they actually did get strikes. The video I got punished for had medical misinformation in it, and was from January of this year. I took 20 minutes from a 3-hour discussion I was in and uploaded it on my channel. The original video, if you do a search for it, is Yeetus, Y-E-E-T-U-S, and Sandman, which is still up on the Undead Chronic channel. I tried arguing with YouTube that it was fair use, and the content didn't have any issues elsewhere. But I think they're clearly trying to make an example of me. At the same time, they killed Hammerhand's channel. But as for the video that was on Undead Chronic's channel, the idea was not to get him into trouble, but to basically argue fair use. The hits keep on coming and the writing is on the wall for the MGTOW acronym, and we are more toxic than a used-up douchebag. I looked to see if anyone was missing my content, and other than about 50 people or so, all I got was crickets. Down the YouTube memory hole I go. The noose is tightening on MGTOW content creators. I have to be super careful going forward. No talk about the coof. Also, one of my sponsors, The Red Pill Ring, sells MGTOW rings. Recently sent me this message after I told him that I had to move his ads up 1 week ahead because of the strike. Here's what he says, and I quote, "Thanks for the notice, Sandman. My first web host and credit card processing company closed my account because my products promoted hate, violence, and terrorism. Neither company would explain. They said I had no right to review. We're all walking a tightrope because freeing slaves has always been illegal, it seems. Also, as I've told you, you are one of the guys who saved me from suicide, so you have my support. The payment processor issue happened about a year ago. I'm still going, but have had to remove any reference to MGTOW on my website. I originally had text to promote MGTOW, but now a guy has to be basically full MGTOW to understand what I'm saying or what the ring means." Unquote. So they're going after the sponsors now as well. Now that MGTOW content is almost gone, and I've made the decision to stop making it under the same acronym at the 10-year mark, and change formats, which I'll get into in a little bit, but I think the next target for the mainstream media and the wokesters is the incel community. I'm seeing a media campaign claiming that any misogynistic behavior in real life is coming from that incel community. Stardust the Thinking Ape rebranded himself so that he could remain monetized under the label Black Pill. I wonder how long before the incel Black Pill community is demonetized on YouTube. Weed Waffles, Face and LMS don't use the incel term very often, so it's hard to take away their money if they're just talking about guys' issues. I also recently found the Sigma male community and realized it describes me for the most part, so I'm going to try and create a MGTOW Sigma hybrid channel. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to erasing MGTOW from the internet and then painting a target on the incel community's back, Clown World Show. Maybe the real reason my channel received a strike was because my views were up recently, because I wasn't using scantily clad images of women in thumbnails anymore. I noticed immediately that the views would double if the girl wasn't wearing a bikini. Maybe the last video before the strike triggered some super-sized snowflake. Because that video was called Smart Liberals No Longer Vote for the Left. I'm referring to those that are liberal-minded and believe in classical liberalism. So what's my plan going forward to combat the censorship of MGTOW? The hybrid channel idea is something I find interesting. Stardust is a hybrid incel MGTOW channel. I'm going to start a hybrid Sigma MGTOW channel promoting the idea that Sigmas, which I'm also identifying with because I fit the bill, are the most productive in their daily work grind when they're single. Aaron Cleary pretty much just released a cleverly disguised MGTOW book called The Menu, Life Without the Opposite Sex. His book before that was all about male and female nature. I guess I realize it's time to fight a guerrilla war when it comes to spreading ideas about female nature. I'm going to start to make content under a Sigma banner which will bring attacks claiming that it's too dangerous as a far-right ideology, even though there are both Sigma males and females. But I'll drop the Sigma label on the channel as articles start to come up attacking it, and maybe only every 6th or 7th one will actually have that label. If they try to demonetize Sigma, then I'll just remove the label entirely from my videos. There is a massive opportunity to help Sigma males, as the community is 3 times larger than MGTOW at its peak. I'd suggest to them in passive ways that marriage might not be a good idea for them, and share examples of female nature slowing men down. My old God Among MGTOW series can be retooled into a God Among Sigma series, because they also hold Nikola Tesla in very high regard for his grind. This way I can transfer some of my coaching clients the book I'm working on, which I hope to have out in about 8 to 12 months as well. I finally got a plan. Finish the book and content production on this channel at the 10-year mark, and then transition to a Sigma channel before then. Still give people the same Sandman analysis. Promote the benefits of being a bachelor, but eventually drop labels to get remonetized. The plan was initially to die on the MGTOW mountain that's now shrunk to the size of a molehill. I want to reach more men with my message. It's been 8 years and 4 months of daily videos, and now a long hiatus that threw me off. That's a sign it's time to start moving on. Funny enough, I also got a health crisis at the same time. I most likely have to get surgery for something called Jeep Seat during the Second World War. If Sigma doesn't work, then I'll just keep working on my virtual sex system. If that doesn't work out, then I'll take all my old Sandman scripts and repackage them without the MGTOW acronym. The Gents channel is already doing that by stealing my content. If that doesn't work either, then I'll work on my travel channel. If that doesn't work because gasoline and hotel prices double from where they are right now, then I'll just make a vintage toy channel. Maybe G.I. Joe or Lego. Those do all right as well. I have all the tools and skills, so there's no sense in changing onto a different career path. Just changing content. Am I missing anything? Please let me know. Thinking Ape used to say that MGTOW philosophy would make the majority of men that learned about it lazy and unproductive. But I found the exact opposite for myself. I found that my productivity shot through the roof when I was single because I didn't have anyone dragging me down anymore. I guess what I learned is that MGTOW philosophy can't win, but MGTOW technology can. But I still think that inspiring the Sigma males out there to go their own way is the best way to increase the overall productivity of such men and help change soy-society. There's a huge thirst for MGTOW and Sigma content, so it's time to do the same style of content under a different label, which I'll let you guys know more about in a future video, to target a group of men with the philosophy that are better with MGTOW instead of hitting everyone and having the majority of those men get depressed. What I'm saying is MGTOW philosophy getting to the men that can use it the most is the best, especially if they're the most influential, hardest working, creative, and hopefully that will create a knock-on effect. But I know that if I successfully bring Sigma out of obscurity, suddenly there'll be dozens of copycat channels and negative leftoid media attention. Hopefully by then they'll be gone like a bad case of hemorrhoids, with purple hair sticking out of them. The system wants men that will actually work hard and pay their taxes. Sigma will do that. They will in fact be more productive and pay more than their fair share of taxes. But I guess the only fear from the establishment is that if such men don't get married in droves and are successfully single, this idea might catch on. That might be one reason to crush it the way they did MGTOW. I also now see the better bachelor strategy of saying maybe you shouldn't get married after sharing stories about toxic female nature would be a lot better to do. He's still around and can't be labeled even though his channel has been slowly declining the last year and a half. The reason I was able to keep making MGTOW content monetarily the last 3 years as a sort of public service announcement is because of a very large windfall through Bitcoin gains and the markets in general. But overall, my channel income has declined 50 to 60% over the last 12 months. So the double whammy is finally hitting me. Plus, the Brave browser helped me quite a bit. In a way, it's a good thing that I couldn't actually post for a week, because it gave me some time to basically get clarity. I just about had enough when I couldn't post on already uploaded video. That was the last straw. This is simply YouTube targeting me at this point and using medical misinformation as an excuse to give me a strike because they don't like me. I'm sad to think of the thousands of young men that won't be saved in the coming years as I move to another type of content. But maybe I'll more than make up for it because of a larger audience. People always ask me, where is this information when I was younger? The answer is it wasn't there because women didn't allow it to be there in the real world, and now they're working their hardest to eliminate it in the digital world as well. I'm also thinking of making new videos on that new channel that's going to only be 5 minutes in length. That way I might be able to do two each day. Attention spans are also falling and I want to reach men in their 20s and early 30s when the information is the most important to them, especially if it's going to make them work harder and because they are men that women desire. If they take their resources and time away from the love me long time game, then women will go absolutely crazy. After all, women are the most attracted to men that are busy doing their own thing in life. When those men reject those women that are trying to slow them down by dating, women get angry and lose their minds. That's been my experience in university. My artistic and creative development was far more important than some cooch. That's definitely going to be one of my early Sigma videos. Reddit and TikTok have banned MGTOW. MGTOW.TV is under attack as I script this. That YouTuber Yeetus recently scrubbed all mention of MGTOW from his channel and suddenly he was remonetized again. When I got my strike for 7 days, I also didn't notice many of my followers and subscribers following me from YouTube over to all tech platforms. Those didn't grow at all. So that's a very telling sign as to what's going to happen with MGTOW content. It's slowly fading into obscurity as myself and the last few diehard holdouts cling to it as long as they can. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that YouTube has almost completely smashed the MGTOW acronym off the interwebs by demonetizing it on their website. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Sandman from getting kicked off of MGTOW YouTube before fully transitioning to Sigma YouTube away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.